This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You want to be part of the conversation? You want to be part of the solution? You do not. I'll tell you what. You do not want to be part of the problem. Okay? Really that simple. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And look, so get involved and get engaged. And sometimes what that means is simply, I mean, just simply making sure that you have the information, the real information. I don't even want to say true information, okay? The real information. Do a little of your homework. Figure it out on your own. Put the information together. Because where we get bit most of the time is when we repeat something we really haven't read and really don't know. So, today is Millennial Monday. You know how I like to do Monday. I have a lot of fun on Mondays with some of the millennial stuff that we read and see it comes through. A recent poll, though, kind of makes my point, right? Dems on Twitter are actually more liberal and less likely to look for a compromise. A recent poll suggested Democrats on Twitter are more liberal, less willing to make compromises across the aisle compared to Democrats who don't use Twitter. So they're not influenced by everything coming at them. That's what I keep telling you. Are you a victim of your last tweet? Are you a victim of the last headline you read? The Pew Research Center survey showed that 56% of Democrats who use Twitter said that they were either liberal or very liberal. While 38% considered, 38% considered themselves moderate. 41% of Democrats who didn't use the platform described themselves as liberal or very liberal. Half of them, 49%, said that they're moderate. So being on social media, not being on social media, obviously has a big impact on how you look at things, how you're being fed information. And when the poll Democrats were asked about compromising or potential compromising with Republicans, there was a significant split again. About 45% of Democrats on Twitter said that they wanted their party's presidential nominee to push for their preferred policies, even if it makes it harder to get things done. Yeah, let's not do that. Best thing to do is have stalemate, right? Gridlock. That's the best thing in the world to have. They'd rather them do that than compromise. Now, the reason behind this is because your kids have been taught and it's been beat in their heads by teachers and professors and others that Republicans are bad. Compromise, bad. Trying to work together, bad. Our way is the right way. You know, remember something. We all grew up believing that you didn't always have the only solution, the only answer. This country has survived and become great because we've been willing to work together. What makes you think it's going to be able to stay together if you don't learn how to work together? 54% of Democrats on social media platforms said finding common ground was very important. Meanwhile, a whopping 65% of Democrats that weren't active on Twitter said compromise was more important. And only 34% said that they wanted their nominee to focus on their preferred liberal policies. No, they want them to focus on getting stuff done. They want, you know what, sometimes you go for the low-hanging fruit, get as much done as you can, and then go for the big ones. Because this is how you build relationships. It's all about building relationships. Among preferred candidates, Senator Bernie Sanders out of Vermont was the most popular among Twitter-friendly Democrats with 29%, while Senator Elizabeth Warren polled in second at 21. Well, of course Bernie is. He's a socialist. He appeals to all the young kids. Where are the young kids? On Twitter. However, the preferences were virtually flipped for Democrats not on Twitter. So people who actually had jobs and could be on Twitter all day had a different view. In that group, Biden led with 26%, while Sanders polled in at 22% and Warren at 13%. Major changes. When you get people off of social media, when you get people's brains working for themselves, all of a sudden it's totally different. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. That's why I keep telling you, when your kids are on social media, you have to check them. You have to take, you have to make sure, check on where they're going. Look, until they're paying for everything themselves, until they're out of the house or paying for everything themselves or you know, have, I don't know, paying for all their own equipment, paying rent, they don't have that right of privacy. I want to know what's going on. I want to know what you're doing. I want to know what you're up to on my equipment in my house. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being a part of the conversation. You know, if you want to see some of the crazy campus stories, if you go over to campusreform.org, these are reporters, young people that are actually on. They're actually on the website. I mean, the Campus Reform. They're on the campus's website and they're reporting back to Campus Reform. Right, so they're letting you know what's happening and what's going on a day-to-day basis. And some of the stuff you want to just scratch yourself in the head. Actually, you want to give yourself a noogie and go, "I can't believe this is really happening." And it doesn't get any better. You know, you've got law students going to Harvard. You've got law students that want the word rape removed from some of the classes, from the criminal law classes, because they find it offensive. Well, that's what you're doing in a criminal law class. That's what you. What are you doing? They killing? You don't find that offensive? Strangulation? You don't find that offensive? I'm John Messina. I'm going to calm down. I'll be back in a minute. You listen to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Now look, as I told you, it's Millennial Mondays, and I was going to kick out of it, because here's the deal. I go asking young people questions, and for some odd reason, they run in a different direction. You know what I'm saying? And we don't need that. We don't need to be scared, because I want some answers. I want to know. I really do want to know why they think the way they think. And I'm not saying that to be funny or mean or anything along those lines. I really do want to know what they think. I want to know how they think. So that's why, you know, we have intern Nate with us. Because that way there, when he goes out on campus, and he did it. He did it recently. He went out on campus, and he was asking, is your mic on over
yes,
there?
Testing.
Oh, it is on.
Hi.
Hi. Well, yeah, you're here. He's not hi. He's saying hello.
Thanks. Real nice.
So, but you went out on campus, right? Nobody arrested you. Everything was cool. You were nice about it.
Yeah. I was a conservative, nice guy for a change.
Well, you just sound like a young guy asking questions, which is the way it should be.
I'm just really curious on why people put stuff in that, in their bodies like that. It's just like the vaping thing. It's just like, I don't get it. It's not like... There's medical records that are coming out that show, hey, research says it's not healthy. And what ends up happening is it's just ignorance on knowledge.
Right. So when you were asking, and I can't get this out of the interviews, but when you were asking the young people, because I don't want to call them kids, so anybody throwing something at me, when you asked them these questions, did they have a look on their face like it was the first time anybody would ask them a question like this, and why do you care?
A lot of them looked at me like I was nuts, and then the sparkle came into their eyes, and they go, oh, yeah, it's starting to make sense. Maybe it's not the healthiest thing in the world after all.
I just think it's hilarious that it takes so long for them to figure this stuff out.
Yeah, I am surprised.
Right, it really shouldn't.
It really should not. It's like, people, come on, do your own research and just look at the common sense factor. Air is supposed to go in the lungs,
right.
Not vaping gas. It's just, yeah.
I think you've been listening to me too long, but that's a story for another day.
Thanks.
All right, so let's go ahead. Like, there's 25 people in the room, right? I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to start playing the clip. I'll interrupt it like I love to do on a regular basis based on the answers they're giving. Because you can tell some of them have never really given it any real thought. Take a listen.
Do you think vaping is a healthier alternative to cigarettes?
Yes and no. I think that vaping, they're both bad, but I don't have any facts to back it up.
No, because they're more dangerous because of nicotine contents.
Yes and no, because cigarettes are like really bad for your lungs, and vaping can be used to like help you not smoke cigarettes, which is really good, but if you're just vaping and not doing it like to stop something, then it's bad.
Healthier? Possibly, if you do it in the right amounts, but too much? No.
Do you know what ingredients go into vaping juice?
No, I do not.
No, I do not.
Not really.
Let me ask you a question. Do you know what ingredients go into vaping juice?
Vaping juice?
Vaping juice.
Is that what they call it?
It's called a Juul, but I wasn't technically up on the terminology.
All right, because I'm sitting here thinking, I get juice from oranges. I don't get juice from vape. So,
thanks.
Okay.
Okay,
right.
Stubby.
I'm just asking so Stubby. I get it right. I don't want to get it wrong. Okay.
Specific ones, no general ideas?
Yeah.
What are the generals?
There's going to be some type of fluid, probably like some water. There's going to be some flavoring. There's going to be some nicotine. There's going to be a whole host of other stuff you don't want to be put into your lungs.
If I told you that one of the ingredients is used to make antifreeze for vehicles, what do you say to that?
That's pretty crazy.
I did not know that.
So do you think it's really a good idea to be vaping antifreeze?
No.
So was the look on their face where were they being goofy, or were they genuinely shocked to hear that there was an antifreeze type of chemical in what they were putting in their bodies?
To be exact, propylene glycol. They looked at me like I was kind of like out of my mind. They did the double take. They're like, wait, what? And they're like, that's in there? And that's in cars? I'm not so concerned. I'm not so on board with this vaping thing after all. And it was really kind of interesting. And like one guy was like, "Well, that's shocking." I'm like, "Well, you just took the words right out of my mouth."
Well, when you were asking those questions, for instance, did any of them, when you were done and kind of wrapped up, did any of them look at you and go, "Man, I'm going to have to rethink, you know, my vaping and decide whether I want to keep going or not?" Because forgive me for saying it this way, but kids usually don't think that way.
You're
usually,
swearing.
Most of the time,
you're swearing again.
I know. Kids.
Basically,
or think. Which one was it?
Okay, combination. So you got to put 2 quarters in the swear jar now. Support California.
There you go.
But like, when it ended up happening, is they just looked at me. Like afterward, they just looked at me and they said, "Man." The first thing they said is, "Man, I never thought about the vaping." And the thing they went is like, "Well, I've never been interviewed before," which was kind of a little shocking. But on the other side of it, it's just like, yeah, they. My peers do not really know what's going on in the vaping fluid, and they think they just, hey, put it just because it's a cool kid syndrome, put it in your lungs and don't really care.
But it's not just, it's just not the guys at your school. I mean, nope. Most schools are thinking that way, right? Very few people actually think through, well, everybody else is doing it. It can't be that bad, right?
I'm sorry, but common sense has gone out the window, people. About, I think, like 40 years ago, it all started with hippies. Okay,
yeah,
boomer.
Right. Blame it on them. They're gonna love that one.
Thanks.
Here, let me finish this up because there's so much there.
Yeah.
And is here, take a listen, people.
That'd be pretty bad.
Explain to me why our peers find this so popular.
Because all the cool kids are doing it. It's just something that, you know, it's just like kind of a distraction. It's just something that they can do kind of as a hobby, I guess.
What if I told you all the ingredients is used to make antifreeze for vehicles?
That's shocking.
Shocking. So, if it's so shocking to you, why do you think our peers do it so willingly, and why is it so popular?
I think it's so popular and our peers do it is because they fall under peer pressure and the cool kids are doing it.
Well, that seems to be the common theme. So the influencer, the thing that's important is the cool kids, right?
The cool kids.
You
want to
fit in with
peer
the cool
pressure.
Kids.
Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to say I get it. I understand that's why they do it, but I don't get it.
Why do you have me on?
So what do you want to do? You're okay to be, I'll ask you to decide the break.
Yeah,
Joe
basically.
Joe, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. I'll be right back. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump scheduled to give the annual State of the Union speech in the House Tuesday night, and Democrats have picked who is giving the Democratic response.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer will take the national stage to rebut President Trump's State of the Union address. It's part of an election year spotlight Democrats want to put on a swing state in the Midwest as the party looks to win back states that Trump narrowly captured. The 48-year-old governor's ascendance is coming as Democrats are hoping to solidify gains with female voters. Whitmer's selection has led to increased speculation that she could be a running mate pick, though she claims she's not interested. I'm Chris Barnes.
And closing arguments wrapping up in the impeachment matter in the Senate, with the final vote set for 4 p.m. Eastern Wednesday, President Trump expected to be cleared of all wrongdoing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Feel the rhythm now. We should be singing together, you and me. All night, hold your hands and move it on. We should be singing together, you and me. Come on, baby. We should be singing together, you and me. All night,
we are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, if you would, because you need to be part of the solution. And the way you become part of the solution is you get informed. Don't be a loser like some of those other people that start spewing the last, you know, tweet or text that they got. You really want to make sure you know what's going on. All right, so we asked intern Nate to go out to the high school campus and talk to some young people about why they are vaping, what they think about vaping and what have you. So he came back with quite an interesting, oh, what do you want to say, a couple of interviews? Yeah. I'm working on it.
So they want to be like the cool kids.
So then why do you think we as a generation take to it so, like, so popular?
I think the impression set off originally with vaping inspired kids to do it. And then once kids saw other kids do it, they thought it was cool to do it as well. And that's how it got more popular.
If I told you a Harvard Medical School just did a study recently that shows that vaping can decrease the immune system and the effectiveness for the body to heal, what do you say to that?
What I say to that, just that sentence you said alone is shocking, and people shouldn't do that just on that fact.
So say like you get a cut, mm-hmm. It's not going to be able to heal that wound as fast as possible.
It won't?
Yeah, studies show that.
Oh, wow.
What do you have to say to that?
I don't know.
Medical doctor did a research, and he found out that vaping can
okay,
affect...
Okay, that one, no. That one I have to comment on.
Oh, dear, please.
No, I'm not going to be mean. I promise I won't be mean, okay? But the comment I have to make here is I was thinking, here you told this person that a medical doctor says, and this is what it will do, And she said, it will? And you say, yes, it will. And she says, and you said, what do you think about that? She goes, I don't know. Well, the doctor said, you see this gun? If you put this next to your head and pull the trigger, you'll die. What do you think of that?
I don't know.
Hey,
let's go try it out. I'm not
trying to be mean to her, so if she's listening or she listens later on, I'm not really trying to put it, I'm just trying to understand, why would somebody say...
Why did you say, because I think she is.
Well, again, I'm not trying to be mean by any stretch of the imagination. I'm saying, if somebody tells you, if a doctor tells you doing this is really going to cause you some harm, and not 50 years down the road, because vaping is fairly new. We've already seen deaths from it. We've already seen lung issues from it.
What did you... Okay, the thing is, it's like the reoccurring theme is with, I don't know. With everybody.
Or it's the cool kids.
It's the cool kids syndrome. And basically what I just say is, why does it have to be cool? When has anything good has ever been cool with the generation? It's like hippies with getting high on cocaine and everything else, and people basically just doing stupid stuff. It's like, hey, guys, if it's cool and basically the masses are following it, they're probably going off this health cliff.
There you go. Okay, so let's... Hold on. No. I got to hear the rest of this.
But I said that. Just that sentence you said alone is shocking, and people shouldn't do that. Just on...
Now, here's a young man that sounds like he has two brain cells to rub together.
I think he does. He creates friction, which is a good thing.
That fact.
So, say, like, you get a cut. Mm-hmm. It's not be able to heal that wound as fast as possible.
It won't?
Yes, studies show that.
Oh, wow.
What do you have to say to that?
I don't know.
The medical doctor did research, and he found out that vaping can affect the immune system and how well the body heals from wounds.
Pretty much kind of what I thought. It's not good.
So what did you think before I said that?
Maybe not stuff directly affecting the immune system, but it's definitely not good for any of your body, any of your organs, anything.
What do you think the motivation behind vaping is?
Do I want to be popular and cool?
Maybe they just want to try it. Maybe it makes them feel good. They probably just think like it's not going to affect them, or it's not, nothing bad is going to happen to them.
So you think they're ignorant in the pure fact that vaping is probably not the best thing to them?
Yeah.
How would you tell your peers why not to vape?
Well, I tell them because if they're my friends, I care about them. I want them to stop putting all that poison in their body.
Well, see what I mean about somebody who sounds like he's thinking it through. I mean, he's the first one that said, it sounds like we're putting a lot of poisons in our body. So I don't know who he is, and don't say his name, but I have to give him a lot of credit, because he's thinking it through.
Wow, that's somebody who's gotten credit from my employer. That's a big, big round of applause, if I could clap on radio. Anyway.
No, but I mean, the thing behind it, though, and again, she's going to think I'm making fun of her, but I'm not making fun of her, because I hear it a lot. It's almost a so what kind of attitude. All right, so the doctors will kill me, so what?
It's kind of basically just say, hey, hey, tell me when I get, basically, just tell me when my lungs are about to fall apart. It's like, no offense, but seriously, it's like, if people keep trying to tell you what you're doing wrong with your health and you keep ignoring it, you know, one of these days, the sad thing is, with everybody, they're going to stop telling you, and then you're going to have to figure it out the hard way.
Yeah, well, they still won't figure it out. Here, take a listen.
Well, I guess first they got to kind of be educated, and then he's got to say, it's not good for you. He's like, outright, just tell them. But it's kind of their choice. There's not much you can do.
As of 2018, there's 3.6 million high schoolers in the U.S. that are currently vaping. Why do kids these days ignore research studies that show it's actually dangerous? And there has been deaths resulting from vaping.
Well, I guess first they got to kind of be educated, and then he's got to say, it's not good for you. He's like, outright, just tell them. But it's kind of their choice. There's not much you can do.
You know, it's really funny when you hear them talk. There's 3.6 million high school students that are vaping. Not 3.6 million high school students. So when you think about it.
Well, as of January 14th, 2020, my notes say 2,668 users were hospitalized in America. From including cases / deaths of vaping and e-cigarettes. It's like, guys, come on. Seriously, and you still think this stuff is healthy when we have...
It's not going to happen to me, though.
Oh, I'm ignorant of the obvious fact that I could possibly get lung cancer and die.
When you're young and you do it, too,
when you're
a young man, you think you're invincible.
We think we're Superman, so that's why people drive their cars in the head-on crashes and sadly die. Yeah, I really don't know. But it's also funny. But... The people that are actually going into life, 37% of high school seniors reported vaping in 2018.
Wow.
And then 2.1 million users in 2017, and then 3.6 million in 2018. It's like, it's growing.
Yep, you know what? It shows, I'm looking at some numbers of, you know, the high school statistics. On those years you're talking about, it's almost 80% of the kids in school, high school students, are vaping.
Yeah, but also one of the interviewees had a very interesting saying. I didn't catch it on the interview because he said it before, but he's saying in the 1920s to the 50s, it was considered healthy to smoke for the human, and then also it's like to smoke cigarettes. Well, it's also, that's how we're kind of basically saying juuling and vaping is the same thing as the cigarette thing.
But they're saying it's because it takes the place of smoking and it's healthier for you. Well, here's the deal. If you smoke 10 cigarettes a day, cut it to 8. It's healthier for you. You don't even need to switch to vaping.
Okay, the other funny thing is, like I had an older lady tell me this. I never knew this. I learned something, randomly enough. Cigarettes were used to curb appetite.
Yes.
And to stimulate the human body for those in combat. So that's why you see cigarettes in almost every single war movie, especially in Vietnam. They have the cigarette package in the helmet band and all that stuff. But, like, it was kind of hilarious. You basically have all these little traits and lies that are basically being told to gullible teenagers like myself who don't know any better and, frankly, don't do the research. And we're basically paying the price for it now. Because we're having kids end up in the hospital because they don't know what they're putting in their lungs. And the funny thing is, it scared me when propylene glycol, also used to make antifreeze in vehicles, were being used. Really, people?
Do you know what that's being used for, though? Because I know that they find traces of that, believe it or not, they find traces of that in certain cereals. Did you know that?
Oh, my gosh. Now I need to do a cereal. Why cereal is bad? It's like I put it in my article I wrote after this. It's zombified, my friends. It literally has. Someone that comes... There's this one time I was just sitting there at a table at lunch, and I see this girl go in the women's bathroom and then come back out, and she's got glazed eyes or something. And
she wasn't smoking dope.
I don't know.
That'll zombify you, too.
Yeah, a little bit off. But yeah. You get it. The thing is, but you want to know the funny thing is, A, it's B, it's a failure on us kids learning common sense, but B, the second off, it's kind of like a failure on the older generations to teach younger, hey, you know, this is not the healthiest.
Don't listen,
Grant.
All right, intern Nate, good job. Always appreciate your time. Joe Bacini, your host, listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You listen to Real Flat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732. 5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just got to be involved. You got to be engaged. That's really what it boils down to. I need you involved. I need you engaged. I need you willing to step out and do what you need to do. It ain't that hard. And you need to get informed first because some of you are jumping out there and you really don't know what's going on. You're spewing things that aren't true. And it's not that they're not true because I say they're not true. They're not true because they really, truly aren't true. You're hearing, you're regurgitating these things. You're reading some of these things that are coming from bad info. They're actually coming from people that really don't give a crud. And you really just don't want to be hung by them. You know what I'm saying? You heard me talking earlier with Kimberly Marin. We're talking about this. So why is it that the Dems, they seem to have to lie to make things right? I don't know any other way to put it. I mean, think about it. You got Joe Biden, Uncle Joe, and
Does he really need to lie about his past history to make a point? I don't think he should. There's no reason for it. And now a video has come up, as well it should, from 30 years ago. And just like with Elizabeth Warren, you're hearing about all these things that he says he's done, and you're finding out it's not true. That he's actually been lying to us. So I guess my question is, do they see the need to lie because they think they can pull it over on you? Do they see the need to lie because they've done so many bad things, or they haven't done any real good things in their life? So they figure they can lie to you and make you feel, you know, good about them, or maybe it makes them feel good about them, I don't know. But Uncle Joe, I mean, he's a perfect example of that. Look at how many things he's told, story he's told that we find out aren't true. Hillary Clinton did the same thing. I mean, can you really visualize her running somewhere, you know, across a runway? Doug, forgive me. I'm trying to envision this in my head. Trying to duck and dodge bullets. Are we serious? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And that's really the only way you become part of the solution. I'm trying to get Joe's video here to work. I can get it to work. I know I can. That's why they pay me the little bucks. All right, so here's Joe Biden. I don't know. What do you want to say? Having a fantasy speech? I don't know what else to call it. That'd be about the best. Oh, of course, right? Nothing ever works the way it's supposed to. Anyway, so Joe from 30 years, probably started longer than that. At least from 30 years ago, he started his, what do you want to call it? The lying, here we go.
There in the audience is the first in her family to ever go to college.
Wesley is the first woman in her family in 1,000 generations to be able to get the university.
So here he is telling a story about his wife being the first. Now, we find out later on it's not true. But he stole the words almost verbatim from a speech from an English legislator who was talking about how things were changing in England, how it was becoming better for women in England. But Joe, I don't know what Joe thought. Did he think that nobody could get a hold of it? Nobody would call him out on it? Maybe it was his drug days. I don't know.
Ancestors who worked in the coal mines in northeast Pennsylvania and come up after 12 hours and play football.
8 hours underground and then come up and play football.
I mean, Joe, change the words a little bit. Use your own language. He took it almost verbatim for another guy. Did he not expect anybody to nail him?
Because they didn't have a platform upon which to stand.
There was no platform upon which they could stand.
And life.
This is the Labour Party in England. Okay? The Labour Party in England, the head of the Labour Party at the time, trying to get a point across, and Joe, who was called out for perjury, this was something that he didn't seem to have a problem with. I think it's hilarious myself. And again, it goes right back to what I've said all along. Why? Why do they have to lie to win? If they got the real product, if they got something that'll work, there's no reason for them to lie. They don't need to. I mean, Joe has had, you know, the man who stepped up and said, we had no scandals, a presidency without scandals, blah, 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 blah. All right, none of that was true, but let's just forget that for a second. What about Joe? Joe's had scandals throughout his whole career. The other thing I love about this is Joe keeps talking about all that damage the president has done. Well, Joe, you've been in, I think you've been in the Senate, in Congress, and in as a VP. What'd you do to fix anything? Did you do anything to fix anything? Remember, you know, the perjury thing, or the, you know, what do they call it when you steal somebody else's work? It's not perjury. What is it?
Plagiarism.
That's the word I was looking for. Right, that knocked him out of the 1988 presidential race. And the reason for it was because he kept denying. He doubled down, tripled down on denying that it ever happened. And there you have it in video. I always told you guys, the reason they hate this interweb so much is because it's so easy to pull up their past sins. And it makes them nuts. Now, there was the video from 1987 shared by progressives because they want him out. Right? They want him gone. They do not want Joe, Uncle Joe, to get in. They want it to be Grandpa Bernie. Bernie is, for all intents and purposes, for the left, Bernie is their savior. Bernie represents everything they want. Now, some will say, notice that most of his followers are young. But it's true, because a lot of young people believe in being taken care of. They're living at home. They're living at home with mom. They're not making commitments to buy houses, cars, have kids, get married. There's no commitment there. And matter of fact, my kick about this is it's the mantra that I've had. I brought people on this. It's a constant. What did your parents do to your kids? They have a hard time working through things. Right? they won't commit to anything. Every little thing that happens in a relationship is a major problem. You can't blame society for this. You can't say blame some bully in the playground for this. It's not going to work. You know, I said earlier, there's so many things that the libs have forgotten about. There's so many things that they won't step up and take responsibility for, if you would. We were talking about some of the crazy stuff. Look, you said nothing. They're all over President Trump. The man, would, if they could count the toilet paper before and after, they would blame him for using too much toilet paper. So you loons on the left, you said nothing when Obama gave 47 of his fundraisers administration jobs. Not a word. You said nothing about the murders and the rapes at the hand of legal immigrants. No, because that would have happened whether we had illegal immigrants or not, according to you. You said nothing when Hillary's net worth rose up over $100 million as Secretary of State. How'd that happen? Foreign governments were giving her a husband 10 times what they were giving him before she became Secretary of State for speeches that were less time. You said nothing when Obama's net worth rose over $10 million while he was in the office of president. Tell me that was a coincidence. From the same man who said, you can't do much. You don't need much more than $3 million. Remember that? Right, you said nothing when Obama's Justice Department wiretapped and surveilled reporters like James Rosen. That kind of flew away. Obama restricted immigration 6 times with executive orders. Not a word. Obama set the record for deportations. Anything? No, nothing. I'm throwing these out there because if you can find one where you actually said something like him glued, I want to know about it. So I can set the record straight. You said nothing when Bill Clinton met with Loretta Lynch on the airport tarmac. Remember that? During the Clinton administration? Yet you wanted to subpoena the translator when Trump met with Russian President Putin. You're just a bunch of hypocrites. You don't really care about whether President Trump's doing the right or wrong thing. The problem is he's taking money out of your pocket. He's making it uncomfortable for you to screw the American people. That's the problem. Joe Mazzini, your host, you've been listening to Real Side. I always appreciate your time with me. 855-REAL-JOE, write it down for future use. You're going to need it because you're definitely going to want to call the show eventually. Anyway, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Remember, we're here all week. Remember to join us.